This is Passport to Texas. Wondering what you'll discover on a visit to the Texas coast?
There's always something new and surprising.
Writer Melissa Gaskill should know. She grew up on the coast, and although she lives in Austin now, she's a frequent visitor to her old stomping grounds. She says if you steer clear of the Texas sandy shores because you're looking for something more tranquil, you need to check out her article in the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine.
Port Aransas, you've got the busy beach, and you can get on a ferry and ride over to St. Joe Island and walk off and be all by yourself. You can do that at Sea Rim. You can do that on Matagorda Island, and you can even do it in Matagorda County on the beach or South Padre Island, where you can just go down past where all the people are and keep on going.
Melissa says wildlife viewing, dining, kayaking, swimming, and fishing just scratch the surface of the activities awaiting coastal visitors. Activities such as instruction on sandcastle making taught by experts.
It's a class you pay for. You get an hour with one of these people. Typically, they're out on the beach. That's where the sand is, and they've got all the tools. You're usually under a little shady tarp. The place I went, they give you a drink, and they start showing you from the basics up, and over that hour, you build something pretty impressive.
You can check out Melissa Gaskill's article titled Go Coastal in the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.